Hey guys, another Monday afternoon. Hey, so we're going to change to, we're going to stop all the Monday afternoons and go for Tuesday morning by popular demand. Not sure why, but just got some emails and requests, and they just seem to be headed toward Tuesday, so we are too. Whatever we need to do. Hey, there's a golden nugget in here today for you and me. Boy, I'm all about this one today, dads. There's a community of people that do not feel like they have a voice at all in life. That's the real heart behind really these life challenges. You know, who are these people? I see them, you know, every other day with my job and different things. 5 or 10 or 20 or 30, 50-year-olds who never had a dad, never had someone protect them, never had someone who had a voice. So I just want to challenge you this morning, answer the question this afternoon. Did you? Was he around? Did you have a protector, a voice, someone who spoke for you always, someone who stood in the gap for you always? That's the challenge, because if the answer is yes, then I'm going to ask you, are you being that to the little ones around you, the one that have been put in your care? If you didn't have the dad, let me ask you, have you found a way to break the cycle? Man, I'm all about this stuff. David's dad wasn't paying much attention to him, was he, when they came looking for him? He was just a shepherd out in the field, but look what happened. He became a king, and now here we'll read in Psalm 110, just 1 through 4, 3 or 4, where here's David getting older, and he announces his blessing upon his son. He gives his voice. He thrones his son Solomon. And of course, all of this is a foreshadowing of Christ, but I want us to focus on an amazing golden nugget for everyone in here today that is caring and throning up little ones to put them and to give them a voice in this world. Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. The Lord will extol your powerful kingdom from Jerusalem. You will rule over your enemies, talking to Solomon. When you go to war, and here comes this for me and you dads, your people will serve you willingly. Hey, there's going to be a lot of warriors out there, dads, if we can bound together and do this. You are arrayed in holy garments, and your strength will be renewed each day like the morning dew. In other words, you will look just like the king. All of the dads will look like the king, will fight just like the king. In other words, we look just like Christ. The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Listen, please note that you dads are collectively being called warriors or kings, and also here pastors or priests of your families, just as Jesus is for us and he is for this nation and this world. So the nugget says, when you go to war, your people will serve you willingly, meaning, of course, that you will look just like the king who is robed. I mean, this is the, I just love this stuff. That's how God sees us when we're placed as head of the families. But it's even more. All of us together can impact an entire nation as David, as Solomon, as Jesus. You see how that works? The point is, if you'll put God first, he has this army of warriors he sends out fresh every morning with the dew, willingly to join you in your battles as a warrior, a generation changer. So we get to go out and fight. And secondly, we get to watch God ultimately win these battles and for him to be that voice that overcomes all the voices that are against us. So whether you grew up with a dad and you're keeping that fight, good for you. Or whether you didn't grow up with a daddy and you know that there's a host of warriors now joining you in your battle to change your family for generations to come. What a great, great gift to the little ones. I hope, I pray that you'll read Psalm 110. Take that. Run with it, be blessed with it, be a voice, be a speaker be a protector of these little ones. They need you badly. Go and be blessed today.